Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section, where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring, and they would land on the milk bottles. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money.
Deep in my soul, I wish you happy.
Sky will be blue for all my life. wonder how they tossed the dice. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. To be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather?
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report. Let's talk basketball. Let's talk about the Las Vegas Aces basketball team. World champion. I just want to give a shout out to those Las Vegas Aces as they won back-to-back. Yes, they're the B2B World Champion back-to-back, as they were saying yesterday in the middle of their party, as they were partying, as they were going down Las Vegas Boulevard. They had about 2 million people on the street. It was outrageous. It was a party to be seen by everybody. And the radio stations were broadcasting live from the Strip, and they had TV stations broadcasting on the Strip. Oh, yeah, everybody was giving shouts out to the general manager and to the owner of Las Vegas Aces. And then the coach got a high five. It was an outstanding day, people. I really was impressed with the glory and the recognition they gave the Las Vegas Aces yesterday. It was outstanding. I mean, they partied all day and partied all night long. All right. Well, the Las Vegas Aces are the WNBA world champions back to back. That means they've won 2 years in a row, world champions. back to back. So that's basketball sports report. So let's talk Major League Baseball. I think we have some changes going on in the American League Championship Series. I wonder who stepped up between the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros. DJ Papa D, could you give us a report on who won in the American League Championship Series?
The Texas Rangers won that series 4-3. They beat the Houston Astros yesterday 11-4. So Texas wins and they move up to the World Series.
Oh, man. So Houston has to go home. Oh, it was either win or go home. And I guess they are going home. Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that the Houston Astros aren't going to the championship again this year. They've been the last 7 years, but they haven't won every championship. But they've been there. So I'm sorry to see this year they're not going to play. All right. And what about the National League? We have the Philadelphia Phillies. We're playing the... Who were they playing? They were playing I can't remember who Philadelphia was playing in the National League Championship game. And did they win game 3 yesterday? So they're playing, if they're still playing, they're playing game 7 today. So who is Philadelphia playing? I don't remember who they were playing. DJ Papa D, who was playing?
The Philadelphia Phillies are playing the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Arizona, right. And did Arizona win that game yesterday so they could go to the World Series or go to Game 4 today? Game 7 is today.
Yes, they did win that game yesterday.
Okay, so today they're playing Game 7. And if they win today,
right,
then they go to the World Series. All right. Arizona Diamondbacks. Good luck, fellas. I don't want to see Philly go anywhere. All right. So we'll wait and see what happens. Is the game going on now? Can we get a sports report on what the inning and the score is right now between Philadelphia and the Arizona Diamondbacks in game number 7?
The game starts at 5:07 p.m. today.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't hear about this game until Thursday. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for the Major League Baseball. Well, let's talk NFL. Monday Night Football. Last night they had a real interesting game between the San Francisco 49ers and who did they play yesterday? They played, who did they play? They played, I can't remember who they played, but it was a battle. It was a battle. San Francisco won the game, I think, but I don't remember who they played. Somebody was kicking a lot of field goals yesterday. Who did they play? Oh, they played the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. So what was the final score of that game? Because Minnesota kicked like 8 field goals in that game, and they were ahead by 8 points going into the end of the third quarter. So what was the final score of that game? Did the Minnesota Vikings win the game against the Golden the San Francisco 49ers?
Yes, they did. The Minnesota Vikings beat the San Francisco 49ers 22-17. You bet on Niners and over, and it was Vikings and under.
Oh, man, I should have given the Vikings more credit because they've been playing really good, and they came out the box playing good yesterday. I don't know what was going on with San Francisco, but Minnesota kept kicking the field goals. They kicked like 8 field goals. So that's what they won. They won on field goals. All right. Well, I was 5-8 for the end of the week, so I lost the game yesterday. So that means I was 5-9 for the week. Week number 7. So,
You went 4-9.
I was 4-9. I didn't win 5 games.
Yep.
Oh, that was awful.
Nope.
Okay, so I went 4-9. Ooh, that's really bad. All right. Well, that was game week number 7. I went 4-9, so I had a really bad week that week. I couldn't win to save anything. So I'll be back in it again starting on Thursday. I'll be in it to win it again, and I'll see how I do this week and week number 8. All right, well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the National Football League. All right, and we did WNBA basketball, and we've done Major League Baseball. So that's it for G-Money Sports Report today. So let's take a commercial break. They were back to back. Yes, B2B is what they were saying yesterday. Back to back. And they're talking about they may do a three-peat. There's only been 2 teams in Major League in basketball, in NBA basketball, that they had three-peats. And it was the Chicago Bulls. And it was the Los Angeles Lakers are the only 2 teams in basketball to have a three-peat to win 3 games in 3 years in a row. So the Las Vegas Aces have won 2 games, and now they're ready, revved up, and they're excited about getting started in the next year's season so they can do a three-peat. They're going to be B3B, and that's what they're believing. So they're ready to rock and roll. They got all their players back, and everybody's healthy. And they're really excited about shooting their chances to win a three-peat back-to-back-to-back. So go ahead, Las Vegas Aces. Put it in the card to win back to back to back. It'll be the first WNBA championship that'll go three-peat. So we'll see if they can do it. We can see if they can do it. So give it up for the Las Vegas Aces. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
and all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing. They had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happened, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But, yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Alrighty. What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to start off with the song, because I want to talk to my DJ for a second. So DJ Papa D, play my song. Play the remix for The Mac Is Back. Play the remix for I'm G Money and They Say I'm Back. I'm back in the hood because I'm the Mac. Play that song. And then come into the
chat line so I can talk to you. I got some interesting information to share with you. So, we'll be back for more of the show. They say I'm back. I'm back in the hood since I'm to match. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G Money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom, getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm fat. This is I'm the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This is I'm the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, come on y'all, standing up, walking tall, tough all day, ready to ball, bigger they are, the harder they fall, it's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head fall, making moves, standing tall, making hella money y'all, shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it's dark. Feed my pits so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm the mat. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money, and I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up, and I get down. I'm the king, and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah, that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight, I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5", all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the mat. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the mat. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. 6'5" is where I reside, West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back.
Dark child. Oh, yeah. Tony Braxton. Oh, yeah. sitting here reflecting, man. I gotta show some love to everybody that showed love to me when I was down. No, no. Shot that kite I was looking for. Put some honey on my book. I love y'all for that. For real.
To everyone that took time out to write. Cause look, I appreciate every last kite. If you don't know, it really helped me get by. Put a smile on my face as I watched time fly. All I did was work out, write some new songs, read a few books. Wished I was home. It was days that I laid on my racket just zone, hoping that my folks take the block off the phone. Hit reception and I sat there alone. Thought about the shit I had on the streets is now gone. I try not to stress, but it's hard to get rest. Young knuckleheads about to get us in the wreck. But I stayed out the way. Mind my own business and every night I pray for a better day as I look to the sky. I know you looking now and then you help me get by.
Man, you ain't never been to jail, man. Home is still nobody, you know what I'm saying? But when you went there, the mail is like the best thing going. Hoping somebody thinking about you. Sitting back, waiting on that mail call. Hoping you got a kite, you know what I'm talking about?
To everyone that put money on my books, that for sure was a damn good look. Came through when I needed that green, and my locker stayed full when I went to canteen. So thankful y'all was down on the team. Some talking good game, but didn't do a damn thing. I heard, yeah, I'm a right. Yeah, you can call. Try to do both, they ain't responding at all. That's cool. I'ma touch down and do me. When I need a charge, you looked at me like, who he?
I don't know
how to sight out of mind. Guess you wouldn't understand if you ain't never did time. I ain't mad at you though. The world don't stop just because I got knocked. But in here, all I got is your word. Just do what you say and stay fly as a bird. You heard?
Man, you sitting in here, you really find out who care about you, know what I'm saying? Give you a word, kid, I'll write you. Put some money on your books. You call me, I'm trying to call. Niggas phone block. Niggas ain't shooting no kites. The ones you at least expected, write you. The ones you expected, don't.
To everyone that accepted my call, look, couldn't thank you enough, cause that's all I needed. Hear your voice at the time. So for that, I gotta give back with a rhyme. Y'all know who you are, I ain't gotta say names. You looked out game, recognized game. And I love y'all for it, love y'all shoulders. I appreciate it just in case you didn't know it. It was the ones that I least expected that I got a kite from when I felt neglected. And the ones that I thought that would, well, you can holler when I'm back in the hood, it's all good. But right now, this ain't for you, it's for all the inmates that's in the catch 22. I just say keep your head to the sky, but when you hear this, I hope it helped you get by. No lie, I sit here with my pen and my pad, writing y'all as the time goes past. You help me get by when the times got bad. I honestly appreciate you, you know you helped me get by. You helped me get by, you helped me get by. You helped me get by, like a bird in the sky. You helped your boy fly, you helped your boy fly. You helped your boy fly, now I'm gone.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'll tune in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know I'd love to take my time for you to help me run the belt to get her out of my heart. Help me run the belt, help me run the belt.
me roam to see where I'm going. All I want is to be stone free, free like the wind that blows. Yeah, shine on you world of peace and freedom. Shine on you people hard as stone. Yeah, I hope you see the storm that's in the valley. I hope you see.
Yeah.
everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down, and we'll be off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Thursday with another fantastic music and comedy show on Thursday. So, before I go out, I want to acknowledge all of the birthdays for the month of October. In fact, I think this will be the last day of the Libras in the month of October. I think the zodiac sign changes sometime this week. So I want to acknowledge all of the Libras that are celebrating their birthdays today. And we want to wish them happy birthday to all of the beautiful Libras that I know, all the beautiful girls that I know that are Libras. I want to wish them well. Happy birthday to all of them. All right, and I know God has given everybody his glory and his blessing. So I know everybody believes in the everlasting God and the Almighty Father. So, without further ado, I want to sing the birthday song. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, and may we have many, many more. Yes, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. All the Libras in the house, I want to acknowledge all the ones that I love so dearly. May they have a glorious birthday time. All right, and without further ado, DJ Papa D, play the birthday song, and let's hear who's celebrating their birthdays
one of the followers of the radio show. That's who.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. October 24th, 2023. Happy birthday to Darnell Florence. Happy birthday to Denise Brandy. Happy birthday, Duane Mayton. Happy birthday, Lynette Costner. Happy birthday, Wendy Thomas. Happy birthday, Rodney Thomas. Happy birthday to Timothy Calvin. Happy birthday, Jonathan Perkins. Happy birthday, Andrew Archie. Happy birthday to Paul Young. And happy birthday to Jason Burrell. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, October 24th,
2023. Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday. Hey, DJ, when is the Libra sign in? And what's the next sign? Is it Scorpio popping up next? Or a Scorpio, no, the 24th of November is when Sagittarius start. So Scorpio must start around this time, the end of October, and all the way to the middle of November is Scorpio. All right. Well, I want to give everybody a happy birthday, especially to all of the Scorpions that I know. I know everybody's celebrating their birthday, and we gave a shout out to all the Libras. And now I want to give a shout out to all the Scorpios that will be celebrating their birthday in the month of the end of October and the beginning of November. Should be a good
Libra
time
ended
of year.
Libra on October 22nd, and Scorpio began October 23rd and goes until November 22nd. So we're in the season of Scorpio right now.
We're in Scorpio right now. Okay. All right, for all of my sores that were Scorpios, happy birthday to all of the ladies that I know that are Zeta, Phi, Beta, Sorority, all the Scorpions. Yes, we have a lot of them at UC Davis. So all of the ladies that I went to school with that are Scorpions, hey, love you. And wish you well, send you kisses for all of your support. Thank you very much for being on G-Money's team as I was serious about the business of getting serious. Woo! All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform
take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.